Tom Schallert, the administrator of the Northern California Community Blood Bank, serving Humboldt and Delaware counties.
For all your blood needs.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Perfect. Hey, have you seen Hotel Transylvania?
Not yet.
Oh, got to.
It's
just fun, cool, just a, yeah.
Okay. Now, you, blood banks and vampires, for some reason, they seem to be, we seem to be affiliated with that country.
You don't have to wait for a grandkid to go.
To go see it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a fun little one.
All right. Well, I'll.
Hey, through my system now.
I'll let my bride know in one of these days.
Yeah. You might spring for a box of popcorn, huh?
Absolutely.
What a guy.
Absolutely. Missed her birthday already, though, for that, so we'll have to wait for something else. Maybe our anniversary next month.
Yeah. And Tess will have to buy the soda.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's fair.
If Thanksgiving is a rough period, I would think the Christmas, New Year's back-to-back would be challenging as well.
They are. They're very challenging times, so we're hoping that folks who are eligible to give over the next month, you know, come in anytime now all the way through obviously all the time, but especially during the next, 30 to 45 days, we know it's going to be a challenge. We try to go into the holidays with a larger than normal blood supply, and we can thank the high schools, particularly Eureka High and Fortuna and Del Norte High Schools and so forth. They run their blood drives in December going into the holidays, and those big blood drives really carry us through the holidays. But again, one patient can make a big difference. I remember one Christmas about 5 years ago where, boy, it looks really good. We were all feeling comfortable, and then we had a couple of accidents, and there was a big to-do out at the Eureka Mall, and all of a sudden we had no blood, and we were on appeal after having what we thought was a spectacular, all this planning was just perfect. Everything worked out great, and then all of a sudden
to include the community here.
Yeah, man. It just can happen when you're as small as we are. If a patient's going to use 50, 60 units of blood, which can happen periodically.
50 or 60?
That happens periodically, a couple times a year. We'll have one patient use that much blood.
Is that like
that's not a
heart,
record. I mean,
heart replacement or something?
A heart replacement. It's not normally a heart condition. It can be one was a gallbladder thing that went south, and another one was two of them were car accidents, the last big ones that I recall. And they just end up using a lot of blood. And so if we try to keep 125 units of O positive on the shelf and two patients are using a lot, that makes a big dent in the blood supply really quickly. So
that's true. It's an incident. It's not an individual.
Right. Yeah. It's an incident.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I wouldn't want to meet him in the alley, man. So you try to have about 125 units
of OPAs altogether. There's something like within our. We keep track of all the blood that's in the hospitals, and we can move it from hospital to hospital. So we try to keep about what we consider a 10-day blood supply. So that's probably close to 200 units of blood between, the different blood types and groups, O pos, O neg, A pos, A neg, et cetera. And so with all of those things, with the hospital shelves and our shelf, that's our goal.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has six treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented two musicals, two comedies, one contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about three small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tom Schellert from the Blood Bank. Tom, this particular spate that we're running through now with the storms coming through, I guess there was a little bit of an earthquake in Brookings a little bit earlier this afternoon, the super high tides, the weirdness of the holidays that we were referring to, you know, whether you not you need a lot of blood. How do you guys anticipate this type of season? Is there anything special you have to do, or is it more, we're going to do what we're going to do, and if it's warm outside, it's great, and if it's wet outside, it's great, and as long as the buses get where they belong, we're happy.
Well, it's not quite that simple, but essentially what we do try to do is get those three mobiles out on a daily basis and get them to places where we're going to get that 50 to 60 donors a day. So it's a target. We pretty much know what the blood usage is going to be based, historically. We can go back, you know, years and years and years and see what the monthly blood usage is. It's really not predictive, but over time, you know, you can't necessarily predict a month, but over time we can pretty much predict what the usage is going to be at all of the local facilities, because it hasn't changed, doesn't change dramatically. It's been slow increases or flat, you know, dependent upon the season. So we do all that kind of planning, but with we have to anticipate the disasters and the unexpected, and so we're prepared for that. All of our blood mobiles have got at least one generator. Two of them have two generators. We've got two generators at the blood bank. We've got
what do you need a generator on the bus for?
On the buses, because we don't always have shore power. Don't always have power to plug in to a company. So if
so
you're going to do
normal stuff,
yeah, and we're going to be doing automation, more automated collections out on the mobiles. We're anticipating doing that in the sometime in the first half of 2013.
Are you good at putting together bicycles out of the box?
We're not putting bicycles.
No. I'm going somewhere. With
okay,
this.
Okay. Well, did
Monica get a two wheel bike or a five wheel bike?
Monica's not getting a bike.
I know, but I mean, when she was growing up.
Oh, when she was growing up?
Yeah.
Well, she ended up with, at one point, she ended up with a two-wheel bike.
Okay, good. So Dad didn't have extra parts left over. I mean, you're talking about automating blood stuff. I'm just a little concerned that the machines aren't working properly.
Now, the machines all have to be validated carefully with a big detailed plan that the Food and Drug Administration approves. So not to worry about the automated equipment. It works extremely well.
So when you say automated, it's not a machine assembly line that we sit down on and we go through.
And you're rolling along
through the process. We automatically, yeah.
No, the automated equipment, what we call ABC, automated blood collection equipment, is designed to collect just the component that we need, rather than collect whole blood and turn it into various components. We'll just take the platelets from a donor and give them back the red cells and plasma. We'll just take the plasma, or we'll just take the red cells and give them back the other components. And it's really efficient. It cuts down on testing costs. It's going to cut down on or it's going to make a better product. You know, with the platelet apheresis, we can get the equivalent of three donors from one from 18 donors in one apheresis collection with what we call a triple product. And so the benefit to the patient is enormous. The benefit to the blood bank is good, because it makes us more efficient and we're getting exactly what we need.
So the 18 that you would get from one individual, is that 18 against your 50 or 60? Or is that a different reference?
It's a different reference. What we're anticipating as we go to more automation is that we're actually going to need fewer donors. We think we'll need fewer donors, because we'll be collecting, you know, maybe two red cells from one person instead of two whole bloods from, you know, two different people. So that's the intent, is to move in that direction. And we've been talking about it for a number of years, and we had three of these devices in our donor center, and now we have purchased two more. The board gave approval for that, and the board has actually approved the remodeling of one of the mobiles and two more pieces of equipment to go out on the mobile. So we're going to be doing – it's going to be phasing in this technology. And, again, it's providing a better product for patients, and it's a really good thing, more efficient for us as well.
Is the demand continuing as the population shifts in our area, and as the hospitals are seeing their rotation of professional staff, a lot of them leaving the area. Does that mean that there's less need for blood locally?
Well, locally, the blood demand has been pretty flat for about a year now, or maybe 18 months. We've had a slight decline in the local usage in the last, you know, in the last few months, you know, 2 or 3 months. But I don't see a trend here yet. A couple of months doesn't make a trend. So we're watching it carefully though. But blood usage has been pretty, you know, been pretty flat. But you know, again, it's when you know we know what the local demand is, and the, you know, the kicker is we don't know when the outlier is going to come in. We don't know when the accident's going to occur, or you know, the shark bite, or you know, whatever it's going to be. We don't know when those kinds of things will happen.
Really?
No, I haven't been able to not gone to clairvoyant school, and I keep promising my staff that's the first class. When that class comes out, I'm going to be there. I'll be right there, so I know exactly what everybody's thinking.
Does an older age community need more blood?
Yes. Yeah, the older population will use more blood. So as the population of Humboldt County ages, and I think we're one of the oldest by age counties in the state of California, I think we'll see more of that. We'll see more blood usage locally. So we're trying to anticipate that as well.
KINS News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tom Schallert.
Oh, this is great. Buffalo burgers and grilled ribs, live country music. Hey, we're here in Fernbridge at the Angelina Inn for the Country Jam and Cowboy Buffet. We got Mike Riley and the Yager Creek Boys live on stage with a lot of the best musicians sitting in. We got chili, cornbread, potato salad, hot wings, buffalo burgers, grilled ribs. We got $2 domestic beers and a buck off the rest of the brews. You ought to be here right now and every Sunday, noon to 4, the Angelina Inn's live country jam and cowboy buffet. AngelinaInn.com.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tom Schallert, the administrator of the Northern California Community Blood Bank, serving Humboldt and Del Norte counties for all your blood needs.
For all your blood needs.
Do you guys, I know Red Cross is in Curry County, but do you guys have much, is there the equivalent of the CHP and the EPD for law with you guys? And blood. I mean, if there was a situation, of course, you know, most of the medical is going to be done in out of Gold Beach. But if there was a need, you guys there for them?
We would be. Yeah, we can ship blood interstate. We have a licenses to do that. We have arrangements with a number of different organizations for backup distribution if we had to do that. So we're in shape to do that. We're also prepared for disasters, having all kinds of we have an entire ham radio set that it gets, and the ham radio gets tested, part of the California Blood Bank Society emergency preparedness network that occurs on a monthly basis, and we have ham radio operators come in. We have three of our staff, maybe four of our staff, who are ham radio operators. We're hams, got the license, so we can actually operate the equipment. As I said before, we have backup generator power, so we can continue to function. You know, we've got water and food and supplies in case someone gets stuck at the blood bank for a period of time. You know, we do drills periodically, so we're pretty ready. I mean, you can never anticipate everything that could possibly happen, but we do test it, and we run the generator regularly, and we run the whole building on backup power, you know, periodically. So
one thing we found with the generator, I mean, exercising it is good. Running the house on it,
we do that.
Yeah. Oh, so you do cut over.
We run the blood center on the generator power. I believe it's quarterly for a period of time,
like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, something yeah. Along those lines.
Okay, fine. You beat me on that one.
Yeah.
Or beat me to the punch on that one. I guess is more
well, accurate. We have tried, and we've seen it happen at numerous blood centers around the country. There, you know, in Katrina, you know. People found out that their cell phones weren't going to work because the towers were down. We found that out with 9/11, that the towers in New York City were out, and the only people who were communicating were the ones with the ham radios and on radio. And so we were one of the few places in the country that was actually in touch with folks in New York at the time, because we didn't realize we were one of the only ones in touch with them, but. We made commitments to them on that day. You know, we were one of the blood centers that sent red cells to them immediately. We sent virtually everything that we had that day.
What is the most problematic kind of natural disaster for you guys?
I think we're most concerned about the earthquake with the destruction of facilities. I think that's probably our biggest concern. Where we're located, you know, up on the hill near St. Joseph Hospital, we're in one of the highest spots in the county, so we're not too worried about floods. We'll be above.
If you are, I am.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah, you're going to be in much more trouble before us. I don't believe you'll be on the air very long.
No, we'll be practicing our aqua team. Yeah.
So we're not too concerned about that. You know, power outages, we're in pretty good shape because we have the, you know, we have the generators and we can run for, you know, we've got 2 500-gallon propane tanks out back, and that should last us about a week, we believe. And so that's in good shape. So the thing that we're worried about is the destruction of equipment and so forth that might happen. And so our plan in that case is, say something bad like that, you know, it does happen. We do have the 3 blood mobiles, so we can run the blood mobiles, and we make sure that every night when we come back from the blood drives, every night those things are filled up. All the vehicles are kept full, so because we want to be able to go for the longest possible time if there's a disaster.
And they're parked and secure, so no one can get to them.
We have them under lock and key, motion lights, and all of those kinds of things. Yeah, we're thinking of
letting everybody know you got full tanks. You betcha.
We're thinking of putting up security cameras as well now.
Isn't it amazing some of the stuff that you have to do?
We have had that problem, Ryan, with gas being stolen out of our vehicles, but. It's not gonna. We're gonna leave them all empty. I don't think that makes much. Yeah. We'll fill them up when we leave.
Yeah. Presuming that the pumps will be working.
Yeah. No, we don't do that.
If you guys were isolated, let's say the power poles came down,
mm-hmm.
does that really complicate things too much, or were those things because of your proximity to St. Joe's? Would that be cleaned up pretty quickly so that if people had to come in or you had to get the product out? Yeah, it might be a diversion, but it's not going to be a showstopper.
Clearly, St. Joe's will be, St. Joe's, Mad River, Sutter Coast, all the hospitals will be, you know, are at the top of the list for getting back online for the power company. I mean, they would have to be because they have to be, you know, functioning. And fortunately for the blood bank, we happen to be on the same power grid.
Same grid
as St. Joe. So we like that. We'll be up quickly. I think the longest we've been down was a couple of days. And that was quite a long time ago. So we're not too concerned about that. We think that with our ham radio connectivity and the way we've been able to do that, we would be able to get blood in here if we couldn't collect it. Because we would be in touch with other blood centers around the country who are always willing to help. It's an amazing network with the blood centers across the country where they, if there's a disaster of some kind, everybody's willing to pitch in and send their last unit because, you know, we all know that our donors will respond. If I said that we're going to ship every unit of blood that we have because there's an emergency in Los Angeles and we went on the radio, you know, called you up and said, hey, we had to send all of our blood to Los Angeles because of the emergency, I think our donor room would fill up, you know, almost immediately because people know that you're saving lives when you give blood. They know how critical it is. And so if there's an emergency, the people in this community are just amazing. And I think donors across the country are amazing that they'll come on in when there's a, you know, when there's an urgent need.
KINS, News and Information, Times 343. We'll be back with more from Tom Schaller.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family.
We live it, we revere it, the Northwood spirit, Northwood Chevrolet.
And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this very afternoon with Mr. Shallot from the Blood Bank. Tom, if people haven't been able to keep up with the industry trends, what's going on with blood banking now that if somebody might have had some hesitation 2-3 years ago, now maybe they don't need to have that concern?
Well, there's a couple of things that have happened over the years. Cancer deferrals used to be permanent, and now if you're free of cancer, unless it was a blood cancer, you know, if your doctor said that you're, you know, free and clear, you're eligible again. And all of those kinds of things, you know, a lot of the drugs that used to be, the drugs that people were deferred for, now it's mostly for this, the reason they were taking the drugs. There's only a smaller list of drugs that can have an impact on the blood itself. So there's a number of those things. So people could call the blood bank and ask whether or not the thing that they were deferred for before is still a deferral. And the other thing that's good news is the deferral for tattoos is going to be changing within the next few months. The state is now regulating all body art facilities. And so a regulated body art facility means that the donor, once their tattoo has healed after having received it, once their body art has healed, they'll be eligible as a donor. So we're probably looking at a one-month deferral after tattoos. And that's going to be significant because about 2% of our donors are deferred for having recent body art, and this is going to allow a lot of those folks to become again regular blood donors. So we're pretty happy about that, and I think it's a good thing.
What percentage of the population has tattoos?
I don't know that number. Not sure that number, but it's
but 2% get knocked out roughly.
2% are deferred, yeah,
because
across
the
country.
2% some activity
are deferred
in the last year.
About 2% of the population is trying to give blood and is deferred for having a tattoo within the last year. So what's happening in states around the country, though, is there were a lot of problems with it before. It was not totally safe. There were places that would reuse the I'm not sure even what to call them, the devices used to give you the tattoo. Some
the
of that
weapons.
Stuff got used.
Yeah.
Weapons. Is,
okay.
That sounds good to me.
The tools of the trade.
The tools of the trade were not always sterile. And the people from those facilities really wanted it to be controlled as well. It wasn't just blood banks and others that wanted it controlled. It was the people there because it kind of gives you security and gives their customers security and knowing that what's going on is safe. And so the blood banks have supported it, the body art facilities have supported it, and so now we have the law in California, and so we'll be able to, in the very near future, be able to draw donors who've had recent tattoos. But it was a significant deferral for blood centers across the country because it's a common thing now.
And if folks want to pop in and give whatever you need Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. We have variable hours, but we're also we have an evening hour on Wednesday, early morning on Friday. So 443-8004.
Ask for Tom.
You can ask for Tom.
Yeah.
Tom will
He'll
get
say,
you where.
Tom who?
I'll get you to the person who can answer the question.
There you go. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
We've been talking shop with Tom Shallot. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.